Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to Research World. I would like you to perhaps shed some light on the suggestion that you made at the AMA conference recently, that it was time to move to a pay-per-performance model of remuneration for research companies. And I wonder if you could expand on your thinking on that and how you see that working.
First of all, I'm using the word value-based compensation more than pay for performance.
Okay.
Yeah. For one simple reason, the objective of this whole exercise is to get better value, as in better quality output, and the conversation is less about price reduction. It is about getting better value. So that's the reason why we are moving more and more towards the value-based conversation kind of language than pay-for-performance language. Yep.
Right. Okay. So give me an idea of what value-based compensation would mean in the context of a relationship that you would have with a research company.
The big change that we want to have in terms of our relationship with our research agencies is we want to get into a world where compensation is based on value that they bring to the table, not based on the amount of input they have
right
into a project. Because inputs, it's very difficult to measure the input, but it is much easier to measure the value that somebody brings to the table. And if people bring great value, they should get great compensation. And if you don't add value, you should not take your profit for granted.
Now, when you say value, I guess the question that's going to be on everybody's minds is, how do you define that value?
Okay, this is a question that was asked, within 2 minutes of me talking about this in AMA. Somebody said, how can you hold us responsible for your company's performance? I did not say that, their compensation is going to be based on my company's performance. Our performance could be a small component of the overall definition of value, but a big chunk of the definition of value is going to be based on what my internal clients think about the value that a research agency brings to the table. So think about, if somebody does a particular project and then they come back and do a presentation saying that, X percentage of people said this, Y percentage of people said that, and then, here are key findings and therefore here is, what they would normally classify as action recommendation, and they get out. And that one transaction is complete and then they move on to the next transaction. If somebody has a transactional orientation to relationship, their compensation should be at a totally different level than someone who comes to this table and says, listen, having done these kind of work for you guys over the last 5 years, and when I was looking at longitudinally the insight that we have gathered, here is our strategic point of view. Yeah?
Right.
Then you're suddenly sitting there and saying, all right, okay, these people are not talking transactions. They are talking about bringing to bear learnings from other studies done by them, and maybe even bringing to bear learnings from other studies not even done by them. Because if you are a genuine strategic partner, we are more than happy to share all the insights that we have internally, put it all together and come to us with a story that would provoke transformational action. Because incremental insights results in incremental actions, which results in incremental improvement in business results. And that is not going to make anybody happy.
So in terms of, I get what you're saying, and it is a very interesting way of pushing the research community to be more strategic, consultative, and integrated in what they bring.
Mm-hmm.
Are you basically saying that the measurement of whether this is achieved or not will be based on your internal clients' perceptions, and if so, how will you measure that?
It is going to be based on my internal client's perception.
Right.
Yeah? And there will be a third component, and the first component is our business performance, which might be a very, very small proportion of the overall evaluation system. Because at the end of the day, we all know that, you know, research is too far in the front end to be directly influencing our business results at the back end. But at the same time, you know, we want our partners to be vested in our success and our failure. So to that extent, there will be a very small component of our business result. The second one is what our internal clients think of our research agency partners. And the third component, which is likely to be bigger than our business results, but certainly not as big as the second one that I talked about, is how the whole process is working. Are they bringing innovative approaches to the table? Are they being proactive? Are they thinking in a transformational way to bring unique, differentiated solutions to the table? And this is going to be evaluated more by the researchers within the Coca-Cola company. Yep.
Right.
So those are the three components, you know, as we see, working out to define value-based compensation metrics.
Very interesting. So the biggest element of that will be internal client perceptions. The next one will be the process and the degree to which they're innovative and proactive.
Right.
And then the smallest element will be business performance.
Right. And then there is a fourth dimension. You know, it's not actually, these are the only three components, but there's a fourth dimension that we are thinking of and which we will implement, because at the end of the day, we all know that research output is only as good as the brief that we give. Research output is only as good as the way we treat our partners. Therefore, what we are also planning to do is to have in place a 360-degree mechanism to make sure that, you know, we treat our partners with respect. We take that extra trouble to give a really clear brief. And we work collaboratively with the research agency to make sure that everything works very well.
That's very interesting. So 360-degree, that would involve your partners?
Yeah.
And yourselves and your internal clients?
Yeah.
Very
interesting. We already have a 360-degree survey in place. You know, at least my team here in Atlanta, right now, as we speak, we have sent out a survey to all our research agency partners who will rate my team members individually on a set of dimensions. And that, in a way, is actually incorporated into their annual performance conversation.
Really? Okay. So that's something you can plug in straight away?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, we cannot, you know, crack the whip and expect great quality results. We have to, this is all about partnership. So we have to deliver our side of the bargain. And then we have the right to expect our agencies to deliver their side of the bargain.
And when you say that, you know, the compensation for an excellent performance or excellent value brought to the company, would be enhanced. What are you looking at? What are the parameters here from, you know, didn't really deliver to delivered fantastic performance?
Yeah, you know, I'll give you, I don't have a fully baked answer for that as yet, because I'm working with our procurement people to figure out how to evaluate this, because it's not that the agency are going to come and, you know, share their entire cost structure. Yeah?
Right.
If they do it, I think that would make the whole task very simple. And you know that this is the cost, this is the overhead, and then let's start working on your profit now. And then, you know, then it's a relatively simple thing. You know, if you have a, for want of better words, you know, let's have a 5-point scale where, you know, 5, if you clearly exceeded our expectations, and then 4 would be met and exceeded expectation, and then, you know, 3 would be delivered against expectations, and then, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm.
But if you clearly exceed, then you deserve, you know, a pretty significant hike in profit. But if you just deliver on expectation, you probably deserve minimal profit.
And minimal in your mind would be sort of you get your costs covered, but that's about it.
Get your costs covered, and maybe at the, you know, we want agencies to make money. This is not an exercise in making agencies lose money, because, you know, I'm fully conscious of the fact that, you know, the margins in the agency business are not as much as it is, let's say, some of the other services businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to squeeze them beyond reasonable limits, because at the end of the day, that has implications on, you know, what kind of talent they can hire and how much they can invest. And at the end of the day, you know, I strongly believe that you pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
True.
So, you know, it is my job to make sure that, you know, they don't get paid peanuts.
So, in this case, I believe you've said that you're piloting this with two of your partners at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to start. We've already started conversations with two of our key partners. Yeah.
Right. And what has their reaction been?
Both of them have been very supportive. They said, you know, let's make this work, because this is a challenge, but we will make it work. But let's get to the details, because we haven't really nailed the details, because, you know, we have, you know, right now I'm in the midst of socializing it with my team members from around the world. We've been telling them that, listen, we will start with the two big partners. And once we iron out the details, then our people in the field can use the same template for conversation with their own local agencies.
And presumably those local agencies, it would be a template for them that they would see as working elsewhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And more generally in the industry, Stan, what has the reaction been?
The reaction has been broadly classified into two groups. A bunch of people who turn around and say, this is not going to work. Yeah?
Right.
Because, you know, how do you define value? It's very subjective and so on and so forth. And then there is another bunch of people who turn around and say, listen, if I am confident of my capability, I think I look at this as an opportunity to make extra profits.
I'll give you one reaction. When I was, after you spoke at the AMA, I referenced what you'd said at a conference of research companies. And one delegate said to me, instead of putting candy on the table, you should have put Valium. But I can understand those reactions, and but the reactions were similar in the advertising world when this was introduced 10 years ago, weren't they?
Absolutely. They all said, you know, oh, how can you quantify creative work? And right now, you know, if you talk to some of our ad agency partners, they will all turn around and tell you this thing works.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, everyone would turn around and say this is a huge success. Some would say it works, some would say it doesn't work, and usually there is a correlation between performance and their reaction.
Yes, yes. Are there any lessons from that introduction, you know, 10 years ago in the advertising world that you can carry over to what you're doing here?
See, the biggest lesson that we have is the need for being objective.
Right.
You know, you don't want, you need to have some really good solid checks and balances so that everybody feels at the end of the day that, you know, this was a fair process and they had a good shot at it. That's number one. Number two is, you know, I would probably experiment with it for a year before I, you know, turn around and tell everyone that this is it and, you know, you've got to follow it.
Right, so...
go through this, you know, we'll stumble upon a few surprises. And let's learn along the way and collectively do it. And I'm telling these two partners with whom we're having this conversation is that this is not about something that we want to devise unilaterally. Let us create this together in a way in which you feel comfortable, we feel comfortable, in a way in which there is... You know, it might sound a bit of a cliche, but this has to be a win-win.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, you know, we are, you know, they will do everything to sabotage it, and, you know, we will then become even more reactive, and then this will go down south very quickly. So I want to create it together. And if there are issues, let's be open, honest, and let's resolve them.
And of course, you know, if it weren't applied properly, then the danger is that you would find that companies didn't want to work with you.
Absolutely. Mm. That is the biggest risk you have. That is the biggest risk you have. We keep talking internally that we should walk into this whole process with a huge amount of humility. You should never use the power of your budget to bully anyone.
I think that's very true. What reactions have there been from your peers in other companies? Have you had a lot of interest in this? A lot of inquiry?
Quite a few. A lot of them called and said, can you share with us more details? To a few people who turned around and said, can we do it together? My initial reaction is, would love to make this an industry-wide initiative, but, the moment you make it an industry-wide initiative, this is going to take a long time.
Yeah, you're going to go into committees then.
Yeah, and, management by committees, and, it's death by 1,000 cuts.
Yes, yeah.
So I would prefer to get this embedded for the Coca-Cola company before I really get out to sharing details with a lot of others.
Right. Well, in that way, you're going to be the leading edge of seeing whether this will work.
Yeah, and we are willing to take risks because this is not we are taking risks in a lot of other areas. I think if companies have transformational growth aspirations, we should also think transformationally in terms of the way we do business.
Indeed.
Otherwise, we lose the right to. It's one thing to go and tell agencies that, you don't have great talent and you're not adding value and so on and so forth. That's like meeting someone with a stick, and that's actually quite demotivating. And I've been on that side of the fence for 12 years.
Mm.
And when clients keep on saying that, you turn around and say, listen, you argue with me on pricing constantly. I have to cut corners.
Yeah.
That shows eventually in terms of the quality of output. So I've been on that side. The last thing I want to do is to subject everybody to the same thing all over again.
Well, what I think is interesting about this is that you said you're working with procurement to work out the whole system.
Yeah.
Now, procurement is a dirty word amongst many agency people, having been beaten up on price.
You should talk to the two agencies.
Yeah.
And talk to them about our procurement person. And if they use that, procurement is a dirty word, in the context of the person who is working with them, I would be happy to write a check of $100 to you.
No, I was actually being complimentary. In as much as if your procurement is willing to work out a scheme like this, it's rather contrary to the overall image of procurement as a blunt tool with which to beat agencies up.
That's what I'm saying. You keep beating them up, you lose the right to expect better quality product.
Mm, indeed.
Then you're buying commodity.
Yeah.
Commodities are not differentiated products.
Well, I really wish you luck in moving this forward. Once again, you've surprised the industry with a very radical idea, and I think everybody's going to be watching it very closely.
Okay.